Haven't seen him around.
You're certainly a mine of information, she said.
I gets around, no one notices dogs.
Gaspode wrinkled his nose. It looked like a withered truffle.
Blimey, stinks of gone, doesn't it?
Yes, something odd about that, said Angua.
What?
Something not right.
There were other smells. Unwashed socks, other dogs, Dr. Whiteface's grease paint, yesterday's dinner. The scents filled the air, but the firework smell of what Angua was now automatically thinking of as the gone wound around everything else, acrid as acid.
What's not right?
Don't know. Maybe it's the gone smell.
Nah, that started off here. The gone was kept here for years.
Right. Okay, well, we've got a name. It might mean something to Carrot.
Angua trotted down the stairs.
Excuse me, said Gaspode.
Yes?
How can you turn back into a woman again?
I just get out of the moonlight and, concentrate. That's how it works.
Cure? That's all?
If it's technically full moon, I can change even during the day if I want to. I only have to change when I'm in the moonlight.
Get away. What about wolfbane?
Wolfbane? It's a plant. A type of aconite, I think. What about it?
Don't it kill you?
Look, you don't have to believe everything you hear about werewolves. We're human, just like everyone else. Most of the time, she added.
By now, they were outside the guild and heading for the alley, which indeed they reached, but it lacked certain important features that it had included when they were last there. Most notable of these was Angua's uniform. But there was also a world shortage of foul old Ron.
Damn!
They looked at the empty patch of mud.
Got any other clothes? Said Gaspode.
Yes, but only back in Elm Street. This is my only uniform.
You have to put some clothes on when you're a human?
Yes.
Why, I would have thought a nude woman would be at home in any company, no offence meant.
I prefer clothes.
Gaspode sniffed at the dirt.
Come on, then, he sighed. We'd better catch up foul old Ron before your chainmail becomes a bottle of bear huggers. Yes?
Angua looked around. The scent of foul old Ron was practically tangible.
All right, but let's be quick about it.
Wolfbane. You didn't need daft old herbs to make your life a problem if you spent 1 week every month with 2 extra legs and 4 extra nipples. There were crowds around the Patrician's Palace and outside the Assassin's Guild. A lot of beggars were in evidence. They looked ugly. Looking ugly is a beggar's stock in trade, in any case. These looked uglier than necessary. The militia peered around a corner.
There's hundreds of people, said Colon, and loads of trolls outside the day watch.
Where's the crowd thickest? Said Carrot.
Anywhere the trolls are, said Colon. He remembered himself. Only joking, he added.
Very well, said Carrot. Everyone follow me.
The babble stopped as the militia marched, lumbered, trotted and knuckled towards the day watch house. A couple of very large trolls blocked the way. The crowd watched in expectant silence. Any minute now, Colon thought, someone's going to throw something, and then we're all going to die. He glanced up. Slowly and jerkily, gargoyle heads were appearing along the gutters. No one wanted to miss a good fight. Carrot nodded at the two trolls. They'd got lichen all over them, Colon noticed.
It's Blue John and Bauxite, isn't it? Said Carrot.
Blue John, despite himself, nodded. Bauxite was tougher and merely glared.
You're just the sort I was looking for, Carrot went on.
Colon gripped his helmet like a size 10 limpet trying to crawl up a size 1 shell. Bauxite was an avalanche with feet.
You're conscripted, said Carrot.
Colon peeked out from under the brim.
Report to Corporal Nobbs for your weapons. Lance Constable Detritus will administer the oath.
He stood back.
Welcome to Citizen's Watch. Remember, every Lance Constable has a Field Marshal's baton in his knapsack.
The trolls hadn't moved.
Ain't gonna be in a watch, said Bauxite.
Officer material, if ever I saw it, said Carrot.
Hey, you can't put them in the watch, shouted a dwarf from the crowd.
Why, hello, Mr. Strong in the Arm, said Carrot. Good to see community leaders here. Why can't they be in the militia?
All the trolls listened intently. Strong in the Arm realised that he was suddenly the centre of attention and hesitated.
Well, you've only got one dwarf for one thing, he began.
I'm a dwarf, said Carrot, technically.
Strong in the Arm looked a little nervous. The whole issue of Carrot's keenly embraced dwarfishness was a difficult one for the more politically minded dwarfs.